Hello, Brian.
Hi, it's Brian again.
Hi, Brian. Yeah, it's Aaron calling you from INS Law, sir. How are you?
No bad, pal.
That's good. Is now a better time to talk?
Yeah,
perfect. Okay, so as I said, my name's Aaron, calling from INS Law, just in regards to your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme. So what I'm here to do, sir, is I'm just going to expand on your application that you've put through so far. I'll also tell you how we work as a law firm. I'll tell you about the Scottish Redress Scheme, and I'll also dive into your care settings with you and hear about the experiences that you may have endured during your time in care. Okay. So I do just want to inform you that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. Okay. And so, Brian, the details that I've got through from yourself so far is I've got your first name is Brian, surname is Johnson.
Yes.
Yep. And do you have any middle names at all?
Yes, David.
David. Okay. And we've got your email address here being brianjohnston062@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just confirming, Brian, is Johnson spelt with an E on the end of it?
Yes, it has.
Yep, okay.
But not on my email, it's not.
Yeah, no worries. That's actually the reason why I was asking you, just because of the two separate. Okay. And what's your date of birth, please, Brian?
13/4/1962.
Your birthday is the day before mine. Okay, Brian. And where are you currently living at the moment, please?
I'm staying in Prune at the moment. 16 Mar Drive.
Mar Drive, was it?
Mar, M-A-R-R.
Mar Drive.
And yeah. It's Troon. That's South Ayrshire.
Yep, and I've got the postcode here as KA106PP.
That's it.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, perfect. And the best methods to contact you by, Brian?
Anyway, either by text message, email, or phoning.
Yep, that's absolutely perfect. Not a problem. Okay, and is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of?
No.
No, okay. Would you like to nominate a beneficiary for your application?
Well, no, because I'm trying to get in contact with my son again and it didn't seem to be working.
Yeah, no, okay, that's not something. You can change that at any time, okay? Okay. Brian, I do appreciate that discussion experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Right. And is there any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
No.
Okay. So as I've just explained previously, the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and your options around applying to the scheme. I'll also tell you how we work as a law firm to represent you, and also discuss our funding and fees, and then I'll gather the initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us as your law firm to represent you. But the three options that you are entitled to when applying to the Scottish Redress Scheme is that option one, you can apply to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your case. Under the Scottish Government, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with your application. INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us being option three, you would be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. I do just want to clarify, Brian, at this stage, are you being instructed by another solicitor or a law firm for your application to the redress scheme?
No.
No? Okay, that's perfect. Okay, so our agreement, being option three, operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. What that means for you is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything to ourselves. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time and effort spent on your case and also a success fee as well. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than 19.2%. So that is a capped percentage. It'll never be anything more. And yeah, as I said, that's including VAT as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is important that I do make it clear that we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you. But the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain later during this call.
Yes.
If instructed, we can insist with whether you're eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme. What we'll do is we'll gather and review all evidence. We'll prepare and submit the application in accordance to the scheme's guidelines. Excuse me. We've also got the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme themselves. So once we do come to the end of the application process and we go to a panel, we'll also advise you on any offers made from the scheme itself, and then also the statutory waiver that you'll sign if an award is offered.
Yes.
Okay, so that statutory waiver, what that is basically if a redress offer is made, if both parties accept the award, you'll sign a statutory waiver, which is basically you can't take out any civil claims against the listed authorities that the scheme have already dealt with during this process. For example, your social care, the councils that have ran your social care placements, anything like that. This waiver is basically it puts an end to all of that.
Okay.
We would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences behind it, which, of course, is the waiver.
Yes.
You do have a right to cancel. So if you do decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst the cancellation rights still remain. So if and when we do send you out the agreement, Brian, and you do sign, would you be happy for us to start work immediately?
Yes.
Yep, okay, that's perfect. What I'll also need at the end of our phone call is I'll need a copy of your photo ID, whether that be a driver's license, a passport, or a birth certificate. And I'll also need a proof of address as well, dated within the last 3 months.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay, we do require this information to comply with anti-money laundering regulations and to also verify who you are.
Yes.
Okay, so what I am going to do is I'm just going to go into the care settings with yourself and get down each care setting. And once I do that, I'll then take a brief statement from yourself for your time during that care setting, okay?
Yeah.
So how many care settings was you placed in as two? Okay.
Two.
What was the name of your first placement, please?
It was Kent of Field House.
Okay. Could you potentially spell that one for me?
Kentereild.
Sorry. Kenter.
Aeild. House.
Sorry, my bad, Brian. I did miss that bit. Did you say that again? I am so sorry. Kenter.
Aeild.
Kentereild House. Okay, and what area was that in?
That was in Haddington.
Haddington?
Yes,
Haddington. Okay, let's have a look.
That's East Lothian.
Yeah, East Lothian, yeah. It opened in 1898. And what year did you attend the Fieldhouse?
Honestly, I can't remember. I think I was only about 13, 14.
Okay, so shall we go with 1977?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And how long was you there for?
I was there for 6 months.
6 months. So did, was that still within the year of 77, or did that fall into
78? Yes, no, it's still within the year.
Okay, no problem. And after Tenterfield, where did you then attend?
I then attended Oak Bank.
I know Oak Bank. We've got a few clients in Oak Bank.
And that was a Lodge D school.
Yeah.
Aberdeen.
Perfect. Well, how long was you there for?
I was there for about a year and a half.
Okay, so shall I put 1979 for that one?
Yeah.
77 till 79?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Okay, so starting with Tenterfield House there, talk to me about your time there from you know, potentially from the start.
The time there was okay. I never had no problems whatsoever.
Okay, so Tenterfield wasn't too bad for you?
No, no.
Okay, was the problems more so at Oak Bank?
It was all at Oak Bank.
Okay. Okay, talk to me about Oak Bank. What unfortunately happened to you?
Well, we had folk there that were sort of thought they were hard men, bullying and that.
Yeah.
And because I was a, what they called me, as a roadrunner, every time I got a chance, I was up to kind of try to get home.
Yeah.
And I got came into the main hall one day, well, the main office one day, and it was Deputy Haig turned round and says to me, the next time I disappeared, he was going to get two officers to hold me down, and he was going to leather me with a belt across my bare backside.
Wow, okay.
And it seemed like he had done that to some of the guys that was there.
Okay, I've done multiple times. So he said, the next time you run away, he's going to get two, what, sorry?
Two officers.
To hold you down. Okay, so he said to you, the next time that you run away, he's going to get two officers to hold you down and he's going to belt you across your bare backside.
Yes.
Okay.
Which that is minimum abuse.
Yeah, of course. It's affected me mentally as I... in this school... this freaking me. My face, I didn't enjoy or like my time at the school. Okay. After that incident, what else had happened to you?
Well, I was getting picked on with other guys that was there and that. And other inmates.
Okay. And when you say picked on, was it just verbal abuse or did they
give physical you... abuse as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, did they give you beatings?
Punching and kicking and that.
Yeah. Alongside. So did you get beaten and kicked and stuff like that? Okay. And did that happen?
Quite regular.
Quite regular, yeah.
And I was scared to tell anybody because then I'd get called a shit stirrer or a grass.
Okay. Besides, obviously that incident, did the bullies ever tease you of any food or take any of your belongings, anything like that?
Well, they used to wet my belongings.
They used to wet them under cold taps. Oh, wet them, yeah. Wow, okay, I'm sorry to hear that. So when they were wetting them, I'm guessing, you know, they'd be laughing at you and making fun of you as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And at all, did you at any point make somebody aware of this?
I did, because I used to get put in work placement every couple of months, and I was always in the gardens, and I told the old fellow that was in the gardens, I told him about it.
Yeah.
And he turned and says, well, none of them will ever be down here, you just tell me who they are. He says, no, make sure they're never put down here.
Yeah. And when obviously, you had told them, did this continue?
Yeah, still continued.
Yeah, I found. Okay. Tell me about anything else that may have happened to you, Brian.
No.
Was it? Is that just there?
Yeah. After that, once I got out, that was it. I never seen any of them again. Yeah, one I did, but he's dead now.
Yeah. When you did leave Oakbank, how was it? Obviously from your experience there, how did that affect you?
I hated it.
Did you? What was it that you hated? Did you hate going out? Did you have anxiety? Was you scared?
I've actually been depressed since then. I've had manic depression, and I'm still suffering from it yet. I mean, even now when I go out, I usually have a friend going with me at the shops and that.
Yeah.
Because I take panic attacks.
Okay. So from what I've written here, I've pretty much, noted down and kind of expanded on everything that you told me. Is there anything else that you wish to share with me at all?
No, that's everything.
No, okay. That's absolutely fine. Would you like me to read this back to you? Or,
no, that's okay.
yeah. No, that's completely fine, Brian. You will get to see this when I send it out to you via email. It is completely your choice, whether you just skip past it, keep scrolling. It's entirely up to you. Obviously, all I've done there is just whatever you've told me, I've expanded on it. And obviously, I've jotted down each kind of experience that, you've unfortunately had to endure. So hopefully if you do see it, I've made a good statement for yourself.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get a few more further details from yourself in order to complete the application, and I'll send this off to yourself.
Yeah.
I just need to know, Brian, have you applied to the advanced payment scheme within the Scottish Reader scheme at all?
No.
No, okay. Was you known by any other names during your time in care?
No.
No, okay. Have you legally changed your name via depol or marriage?
No.
No, okay. Okay. Am I able to grab the name of your mum and dad, please?
Well, they're actually passed away, both of them.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm sorry to hear that. The only reason why I do ask, Brian, is because it's just so I can pull some care records on yourself.
That's not a problem.
Yeah. Sometimes, but not all. Some local authorities or institutions, they request for them names only because the records are filed under your mum and dad's name, would you be under the age of 18 during your time in care?
Yeah.
So it just saves coming back to you. We've just already got that information.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Starting with your mum's name, please.
My mum's name is Mary.
Mary.
Brown.
Brown.
Renton.
Could you spell that one for me?
R-E-N-T-E-N.
So is that R-E-N-T-O-N?
T-E-N.
T-E-N. So R-E-N-T-E-N.
Yes, Dobby.
D-O-B-Y?
D-O-B-B-I-E.
D-O-B-B-I-E.
Johnson, same as me.
Johnston with an A. Okay, and then your father's name, please, sir?
Thomas.
Yep.
Fisher.
Yep.
Johnson.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. And whereabouts are you registered with your GP at all, please?
Sorry?
Whereabouts are you registered with your GP?
It's in Troon.
In where, sorry?
Troon, and the health centre in Troon.
Ah, okay. Is that Troon medical practice?
Yes.
Excuse me. Okay. Is that on Barassi Street?
No, it's the other one. The one on Bradford Street. Oh, I can't remember the name of that. Greenside or Stormwater. I'm trying to find the name of it now.
I've got Temple Hill Surgery.
No.
Okay.
Starts with a P, I'm sure.
Portland and Meadow. Meadow
Portland
Green.
Meadow. Bye. Portland does.
Okay. And can you remember your address, Brian, prior to being in care?
Yes. It was 109.
Yep.
North.
Yep.
Grange Avenue.
Was that in Preston Pans?
Yes, it was.
I'm magical, me, aren't I? Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for that. Scotland. Postcode. What's that one?
I'm going to ask me the postcode for later.
That's all right, I've already got it. It was EH329DE. Excuse me. Okay, so just to clarify as well, Brian, have you received any relevant payments from criminal injuries compensations or civil claims from these local authorities related to your care settings?
No.
No, okay. And do you have any criminal convictions that have had 5 or more years spent in prison?
No.
No, okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay. So with the Scottish Reader Scheme, Brian, there's two types of payments that you can go for. The first one is a fixed payment of £10,000. This is basically a fixed amount award, regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. But there's an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed independent panel based on the level of abuse that you've suffered. Based on what you've told me, I would like to pursue the £100,000 as you have suffered quite a lot of physical abuse and emotional abuse.
And mental abuse.
And of course mental as well. I'm going to pursue the individually assessed payment for you, okay?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is obviously, based on the information that you've provided me, I've populated that all into the application form. What I'm going to send out to you via your emails is a conditional fee agreement, which obviously just states our percentages and whatnot that we're going to take, which is, of course, again, 19.2%. That is a capped percentage and that won't change. There's also a letter of authority, which basically gives us the right to act on your behalf as a law firm to gather all your records and speak to these relevant local authorities and councils and your GP as well. And then what I'll also need from yourself is, as I said, your ID and your proof of address. So you'll receive two emails. One of them will be, as I said, the documents included. There'll be a link in there that you'll receive via text as well. All you do is click the link and it'll show you your documents. You just sign in the box with your finger, scribble on your screen, and then you click execute all documents, and that'll send straight back to myself. And then the second email that I'll send you is just basically like a welcome email. It's just a hi from us. This is what we're doing for you. And also the support lines that you may need in case, you know, you get lonely or you need to talk to someone. There's phone numbers there for you. If you reply back to the second email with the ID and proof of address, that'd be great. If not, if that's too complicated for yourself, do you have WhatsApp at all?
Yes, I have.
Yep, okay. You can send us the pictures via WhatsApp and I can get them uploaded. I'll send you a text on the WhatsApp now if that's easier.
I've not got my driving license yet. I'm waiting on that coming yet. What I have got, though, is I've got my parking permit.
The letter from the council, is it?
The blue badge, aye.
Okay. No, it unfortunately does have to be a letter. Is that for your photo ID?
Yes.
Okay. Send it through, and I'll have a look at what you've got, and I'll see if it's valid enough to use. If not, obviously you can just send your driver's license through, and that does come through. That's no problem at all.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll send you the WhatsApp now, so you can reply back with them images for me. So yeah, a proof of address dated within the last 3 months. As I said, I'll send you over these documents for you to sign now. If you do need any assistance in signing them, I can give you a call back in about half an hour or so and just see if you do need me.
Okay.
All right, perfect. If for whatever reason, Brian, you do manage to sign them documents, I can potentially send off your application to the Scottish Redress Form Redress Scheme today before I leave the office. Only if they come back to me. I'll send them over to you now and I'll leave you with them, okay?
Okay, then.
All right, before I let you go, is there any questions for yourself?
No, that's everything.
No, all right, perfect. Well, I'm only a phone call away if you do need anything. And I look forward to seeing these the documents and forms come back to me.
Right, and no problem.
Cheers, Brian. Thank you very much for your
time
and have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you,
sir. Bye now. Bye.